Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday night's edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth to be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing.
Hello, Grudge World. Hello, Grudge World. Hello, Grudge World. Uncle Larry with another Clocks Off production, y'all, in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Yeah, that's what I said. I said beautiful Orlando, Florida, y'all. Before y'all hear it already. Y'all know what's going down over here. Well, y'all, before I get started on my little quest telling you all about what's been going down on here, I want to say hello to all the fans. I want to say hello to each and everybody that has tuned into the show at this particular time. We had some beautiful weather in Orlando, Florida today, and we had some grudge. We've been having some grudge racing going down. The Midwest has been representing just like a whole lot of you all thought, a whole lot of you all said, they have been representing. And with them representing y'all, it's a good thing. Our brother Puerto Rican Pete, he's been racing since he got here. He has a record of 2-2. With that being said, I'll go to the next, which is Danye. Yeah, Danye beat Kingfish, which is a 901 Bad Boys car. I don't know what to say about Danye because he got up off the gas before he got halfway. Man, the man come down here to represent, he's showing up. The other race, Leon murdered Jay Bonds of the Grudge Inc. Group. They want to take up a collection so that they can send some Preparation H down in Georgia. The last race that went down already was Apocalypse and Herb the Ruler. Apocalypse with the victory. Herb the Ruler red lit. We got a few more races that's coming up, you all, but that's what I got for you all right now. You know, and hey, y'all, it's good down here. You know, I made it my business to try to get down here so I could give y'all the racing report as it go on. And if we got something else that's going on, we're going to try to let y'all hear it live yourself. So until that time come around, I have my co-host on tonight, Brother Crooked Letter. Brother Crooked Letter, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Just, you know, been struggling a little bit, going through a few things, you know what I'm saying? I had to get myself back on cue and back on the right page and stuff. It's
not much nothing, but then it's a lot, but, you know. It just, like Joe Simon said, it be that way sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that,
yeah. Other than that, everything else is fine with you, huh?
Oh, yeah. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? It's hard, but it's fair. That's all I can say about it. It's hard, but it's fair. And I'm going to make sure it'll be all right.
Yes, sir. What you think about the report I gave you for what's going on? I mean, this is another race, but
you forgot one.
And what
you
want
that? You didn't tell everybody that Legal Leon blasted Jay Bonds ass.
Oh yeah, I told him. Yeah, I told him. I had told him. I told him that Leon came down here and did his thing, and I just finished telling him that. They're talking about taking up a collection to send some Preparation H to Georgia. and we got some more upcoming events. I know one tomorrow is Danye and Apocalypse. I'm looking forward toward that. 6 Mile Randy, he been having a little complication with his automobile getting it off the line, so he's still working on that, you know. So I don't know what's going to happen in that situation. You know, it's a possibility he may end up getting it together. You know, he got another day. excuse me, y'all. He got another day, and he still got some more tonight left, you know. So, who knows? He might strike lightning tonight. He might strike it tomorrow. But if not, all hands go up for brother coming down here trying to get his groove on, you know. So, you know, right now we're just sitting back, relaxing, and enjoying ourselves, man, and just trying to continue to enjoy the festivities that is going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I had a question. I had a question that I was really interested in asking the fans and stuff, you know, but it'd be so hard to really get them to elaborate. I mean, they're faithful as far as coming on the show and concern, but I'd be wanting to hear from them and their own personal feelings about certain things, you know. And the reason I'm saying that, because I had a question that I wanted to ask. And the question that I wanted to ask was this here. Will greed destroy the grudge game? I'm really deeply interested in that because of the simple fact that, you know, the grudge game has so many different things in it. You know, it has some good things, it has some bad things, but most of it is about race in itself. You know, and with it being about race in itself, you know, everybody that's involved into this, you know, everybody that's involved into this game, man, is a part of what's taking place. So if that be the case, then that means that everybody holds an important spot in this game, the participants, the non-participants, the people that help try to make it be what it is, like fans and so far and so on. They're not out there racing, but they're a great deal of support. The individuals that don't have the elite cars that's as fast as some of the other faster cars, they're important. But then when you turn around and you stop and you look at it, you have to look at the main ingredients, the thing that goes on around this. And the thing that goes on around the game, I feel like it's more into destroying the game, you know. Because when I speak of greed, it's just like when I first started my show off. That's why I played that song about that almighty dollar. That in some cases it can be good, in some cases it can be bad. It all depends on how it's being used, you know. But, you know, I don't want to drag the show down with that, you know. I just wanted to put that out there for food for thought, and I didn't get no hands up on it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just move right along on it. And with me moving right along on it, I'm going to go back to one of the races I wanted to talk to in particular about was Donnie. If that man ever get that car to put all the power now without having any type of complication, he's going to be a threat. He's going to be a threat to the grudge world. Not just certain parts. I'm talking about the entire grudge world. You know, I seen this man go about almost halfway and get up off the gas and stuff, you know. Not to discredit nobody else's automobile, but, you know, to call it just like it is because, you know, just because a guy's quicker than you or much quicker than you put a whooping on you, that don't make you be no small fry now. I mean, there's somebody just a little too fast for you. That's all that means. You know. That race between Jay Bonds and Leon, Leon's car just truly outpowered that car. And the race between Apocalypse and Herb the Ruler, had it not been a red light, I kind of wondered about it myself because Herb the Ruler's riding, y'all. He riding. You know, and I would like to see that one again, as well as I would like to see him and Apocalypse and Donnie line up, and also Herb the Ruler line up. So we don't know what's going to happen, but before it's done and over with, we're going to know something. And I'm just trying to wait on that little something to happen. They tell me that the weather is supposed to be getting pretty bad. Back around Chicago, and I know that's where I got to try to get back to. You know, a lot of people flew down here, but I didn't fly down here. I drove down here. So with me driving down here, you know, I know I got to get out there and fight them ailments, so I got to give myself plenty of time and kind of relax myself so I can get back out here and deal with what's forth in front of me. So, you know, Crooked Letter, they say it's getting pretty rough around Chicago. They say it's kind of trying to pile up a little bit, Crooked Letter.
I've been hearing that. I've been hearing that it's, you know, 9, 10, 11 inches of snow or something up that way up there, you know what I'm saying? Only thing we did was we just got down to like 32 in the mornings, yesterday morning and this morning. And after that, it's over with. Now tomorrow, we go back up in the 40s. So, you know what I'm saying? We're freezing the day and 50s at night. So, that's pretty decent, you know what I'm saying? Not trying to rub it in on none of y'all now because I know I hate the cold. I ain't gonna lie to you. I hate the cold.
Yes, indeed.
I like cold weather. I ain't gonna lie to you. I used to like it, but I stopped hunting, so.
Yeah, well, I don't know, I'm not a lover of it, but I'd much rather deal with the elements, I guess because I done got so used to it, than be out there trying to run from a tornado or some of that nature, you know. So my thing with that is I'd just be just holding on, you know.
We don't see too many tornadoes down here on my end down here. Now, from up there about 32, 35 miles up there from Wiggins on up, they see tornadoes on up through the state. Now, here, on the we see basically, you know, thunderstorms come through every now and then and maybe a hurricane every now and then. But I mean, when we got a hurricane coming, we got 3 or 4 days in advance knows on where it's going and everything to get the hell out the way of it. So, you know, but other than that, that's about it.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, too. That's a
Big Mark.
What's going on, Brother Mark? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm feeling good, man. I had to, you know, clock in and support my brothers, man. How y'all doing this evening, sirs?
I'm doing fine.
That's a good thing. Quickly, how little man doing, man? I got that picture, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, he good, man. You know what I'm saying? He's doing just like that picture. Look, he's mischievous.
That's a
beautiful. I'm gonna say mischievous. He living extra.
Hey, let him know we ain't stop praying for him now, just because he's feeling good. We still got God working with him.
Oh, he know. Did I tell you that there's two things happened to him within the last month? I may have told you about the Make-A-Wish Foundation is going to send him to Orlando to Disney World. And he just went to Jackson this week to do his blood work. They finally put him on the kidney list. So as soon as the kidney come up, kidney, yeah.
Oh, man, that's good, man. I hate to see him go through another surgery, but, man, if that's what it takes, hey, he's strong.
Yeah.
He's going to pull through. And as long as he got his car parked, as long as he got his Mercedes parked next to the bed, he's going to be just fine.
Oh, yeah. Man, you should have heard him and Uncle Larry the other night. Uncle Larry say, can I ride in your car? Uh-uh. He said, can your papa ride in your car? And he said, uh-uh. Then after a while, he can ride in it.
Yes, indeed.
Nobody else can ride in it. Nobody else, Big Mark. Nobody else. And he still, and them little kids out there by him, he's still swinging on by that car. Can't walk, sit in that wheelchair, sit in that car and swinging on kids. Man, you got some kind of nerve.
Yeah, man. Oh, boy.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
Hey, man, what's going on? And try to open a can of whoop ass.
Got that right.
We thought we put him one in the trunk when we sent the car.
he been opening it too. He gotta get him a fresh can because that can getting stale now.
Hey, well, we get him what he need, man. Ain't no problem. Hey, what them boys doing down there in Florida, man? I ain't heard nothing today.
You ain't heard nothing today?
No, I ain't heard nothing, man. I know wasn't Donnie and Tate supposed to race today?
I know about tomorrow. You know, he's been so busy doing what he's doing. You know, we didn't get a chance to just really sit down and just talk about it. But I definitely know that he's supposed to race Apocalypse tomorrow. But I also know that Herb the Ruler's down here, and Herb the Ruler say anybody get out. So we don't know what that's gonna come out to. I thought they was locked in. I'm not sure, so I don't want to commit myself to that. But 6 Mile Randy has been having problems getting the car off the line, so he's gonna keep working on that until he get that straight before he go to locking anybody in and so far and so on. That way he won't be making a donation to charity.
Uh-huh.
You know. Right. The other thing was Puerto Rican Pete, since he been down there, he got here before I did. Puerto Rican record is 2-2. He's getting ready to go into battle again. I think that he's getting ready to run. Is it Lil Baby? I think he's getting ready to run Lil Baby. I'm trying to wait on him to finish doing what he's doing. I didn't want to disturb him while he's in there working on his automobile. But he's 2-2. And then Donye beat Kingfish. You know the 901 Bad Boys car that they come out with. They have been talking about Kingfish. Yeah, well, Donye beat him. And after that race, then Leon beat Jay Bonds, Grudge Inc.
Oh, okay.
And then after that race, Apocalypse and Herb the Ruler ran. Herb the Ruler lost. Apocalypse won. Herb the Ruler did red light. So,
okay.
You know, I would like to see that one. I would like to see that one again myself.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Well, man, Larry, I didn't know you were down there live, man. We're getting a real broadcast. Good deal, man. It's kind of quiet for now.
Because there's nothing going on right now. You know.
Oh, okay.
If there was something going on, it'll be in Technicolor for y'all, all through your ear and your mind. You know, it's kind of quiet right now.
Yeah,
yeah.
What
time
is the
track
closing
today? At 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, and probably same time tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
Oh, that sounds good, man. I hate I'm not down there sharing the experience with you guys, man, but hey, I'm with y'all in spirit.
Yeah.
Crooked Letter, you down there too?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I've been going through a few little things. I couldn't make it, man. It seems like every time I get ready to practice, something always happens. You know what I'm saying? But it's okay.
Yeah, the time will come. We ain't going to miss all of them. We're going to get to making a few of them. It's going to be good.
Just a little thing.
I see him pushing a couple of cars around. I see him pushing a couple of cars around to the staging lane.
Well, that sounds like a good thing.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Oh, yeah. Yeah, here they come. They start pushing us. What, the third one? Mm-hmm.
Oh, there.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question. Now, I'm not there.
Okay.
But I've been hearing a few little things from the street committee. What is this bullshit they got going on under this year where if you come in with a golf cart, they want to charge you $50 to bring your golf cart in?
Well, Brother Crooked Letter, that wasn't no bullshit that you heard, Crooked Letter. That's the truth. And not only that, Brother Crooked Letter, the wristband costs you $50.
Hmm. Yeah, for all 3 days?
Yeah. Yeah, it all depends on which side you park on. Now, if you park on the side where when you first come in at, over there, I think that's all. But when you get ready to come and want to be over here with the cars and everything, is that on this side? No.
The pit side.
That's not the end of it, sir. You got some motor pay. You know.
Hmm.
So if you come in that gate, it's gonna be If you come in that gate and go on the pit side, your wristband is going to cost you $50. Your golf cart is going to cost you $50.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
That's kind of steep.
But yeah, that's way too steep, man. You know, in my own personal opinion. And that's the reason why I said what I said, Crooked Fella. I was kind of hitting around at it. We'll grieve, destroy the grudge game. You know, that's just, in my own opinion, that's plumb greedy because, you know, you got a lot of people around here that's disabled. Some of them might have a golf cart that they bring so they can get around the track. And if they had that kind of money, mm-hmm. then they wouldn't be on disability. You know, you got numerous of different reasons why, man. But, you know, to me, in my own personal opinion, Crooked Ladder, it's just really ridiculous. It's ridiculous, you know. You know, but a lot of times. Yeah. And then the other part about it is the way that it's done, it's not done in proper procedure. And the reason I say that is because we have these shows, man. You know, and these shows that we have, a person is all we allow any and everybody to come on the shows and talk about their shows or whatever the case is. If you got a person that drives all the way from Chicago, Illinois, and pull a golf cart down there to be able to get around this big track, and then when they get to the gate, you tell them, "But no, you can't carry your golf cart in unless you pay this $50," you know. And I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's a bit much.
Too much.
Head of the track, the actual track has taken over the Baldur's race. It's not Baldur's race anymore.
Well, I don't know. All I know is for to be a new owner. You know, as far as the cosmetics, I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I try to get rid of much of that noise as I possibly could, y'all.
Yeah, I just opened Big Drag, Mike. Big Drag on.
Hey, Larry, I want to add something to that. What's happening, everybody?
Sure.
I think a lot of the fee. I'm good, y'all. A lot of the fee that they charge the guys for that's not racing. And a lot of it due to the handicapped people, the people that just can't get around too good, they get caught up in the stuff. But a lot of the reason that I think that they charge for that is because they want to discourage the guys that want to bring the golf carts in just for the ride around. Because, you know, when you got a race like that race there, all the people that's there and all the stuff that's going on, it's kind of hard to get in the lanes and get around people and get to your time frame that you need to be ready to go racing. So in a lot of aspects of it, I think they do that to discourage the people, you know, not to want to bring the golf cart.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, Drag. But, Drag, would it be much easier if they just put the restrictions down and so on instead of trying to make them pay a penalty? Because the other thing was this here, Drag, after they collected the money, they let them run around all day long. And then all of a sudden, a group of sheriffs came in here. And when they came in, they limited their movability with the cars. So my thing with that is this here. Rather than just have a restricted area that they can come, that they can move around in, and so far and so on, rather than make them pay $50 and then turn around and put some more restrictions on them, you know. I mean, from my own personal point of view, you know, because it's going to be a lot of folks, man, that didn't turn around and it went home and dragged the crowd is not like it normally be. You know, some people went home, you know. And
I'm going to tell you something, Larry.
Yeah, my golf cart. Uh-huh.
Go ahead and finish. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dre. What I want to tell you.
I say, in my opinion, Larry, I'd rather pay to bring my golf cart in when I ain't got my race car than pay $20 to get on the starting line like they do over this way. Charge you another fee after you pay to get in, and then you got to pay another fee to walk up on the, to be up on the starting line. And that's one thing that I think is a bunch of crap. The $50 might be too much to charge. I'm not going to say that it's not too much to charge a guy to come with their golf cart. I figure if you charge somebody half of that, $25, it ain't no big deal. And then for the people that's not able, you know, that's on a fixed income, they can afford, they can probably afford to, you know, pay that extra $25 to have a convenience to be able to ride around and have a seat all day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somebody just texted me. They wanted to ask you a question. They wanted to know what about the races that need the cars to pull their cars? Are they charging them?
What? No, they don't pay. I know for a fact that they don't charge them for that because majority of the guys that's racing and bringing their carts in, they either got them on the back of their tow vehicle that they tow the race car with on the trailer or in the trailer. So there's no charge for that. I know that. That's the transport vehicle for your race car.
Right.
Yeah, what they're trying to weed out is all the people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We went through that. We went through that incident today. Yesterday, Drag. What happened was one of the people that was here got a golf cart to take someone somewhere. And when they pulled past the gate to go out to the outside part to get to the person's car, the person say, "Well, why you ain't got this on the trailer to show that it's been taken care of and so far and so on?" And he explained it to him, and he turned around and brought the golf cart back to the people that they was using it for, you know, to pull their race car and stuff around, you know. And after that, we didn't hear no more from it. So I think they kind of made it affirmed that the people that did have their golf carts and stuff with the racing programs, I don't think that they charged them, you know. So I'm hoping that's the way that it went. That's the way it seemed that it went because I ain't hear nobody else say anything, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know, man. You know, these tracks are so big nowadays. You darn near need a golf cart to get around, man. You know, really you do. And, just sitting in the bleachers all day, you know, it ain't really all that cool, you know.
Right.
People want to move
around.
You know,
around.
Another
part
about it is,
that's right. The other part about it is this here, Drag. We have racing shows, Drag. And we try to communicate with the guys that have the tracks and so far and so on. We try to communicate with them. You know, if a situation come up like that, understanding is the best thing in the world. But when you get shocked for something like that and you're not prepared for it, Drag, you know, then that brings on, in my own personal opinion, it brings on a commotion. You know, so my thing is that with these people that's having these programs, these shows and so far and so on, if they got some special things or something that's going on, I think they should come on and publicize it. You know?
Yeah, well, I haven't seen too many of these track owners or that many people that's associated with the tracks come on the shows. You know what I'm saying? I just haven't seen them.
Exactly.
And I've heard you guys ask for them several times to you know, give them the leeway to come out there and say or either promote their tracks, but they just don't do it.
Right. You know, the NI, you know.
If they interact with us, then
I think that it makes it more better. You know, in my own personal opinion, I think.
Just like letting people know what racism
is. I'm going to back up for a second, y'all. I'm going to be listening, but I got to back up for a minute.
Once you put it out there, you know, it is what it is, you know. And now they know, you know. I don't know, you know. I'm just wondering what it is about hurting anything. That's what I'm wondering, you know, because
Well, some people can sit down and find magic with it. There's going to be a whole lot of them that can't, you know.
I'm letting you know. It
was obvious. If you was here now, you would know that it's obvious. You do have a decent crowd here.
You need to get close to your phone or something like that, Larry. You can't hardly hear you. Uncle Larry, we can't hardly hear you.
That's where Uncle Larry is, you know. The drag. Hello?
Sound like you're talking in a
chair. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, y'all. I had you on mute.
Okay. I got y'all back in now. Yeah. But that's just my take on that, y'all. That was kind of shocking to a whole lot of people, man, when they heard that. You know, and for somebody to turn around and drive 1,000 miles or 800 or 900 miles and they get to the gate and they hear that and they say, well, you know what, I'm going home. I ain't gonna be bothered with this here. This don't make no sense here. You know, because there's a lot of other stuff flying around in the air, too, also, you know. So I just hope for the best. That's all I can say, you know.
Is any more lock-ins going to run tonight, Larry, or are they done for the day?
I don't know, Drag. We're waiting to see, man. It's still kind of hush-hush right now, you know. I think Pete got another lock-in tonight. I don't know who it's with, you know, but I can find out, you know, in a jiffy because I'm sitting right next to his tent, you know, and soon as he was in there working on his car, as soon as he showed his face out, I can inquire, or either I can even give you just the info of what he got going on, you know.
Yeah, I called Pierre.
But Legan Leon knocked J. Bond's head clean off, man.
Yeah, I know. They sent me the video. I sent the video of Leon.
Oh, you call it? Okay.
Yeah, I sent the video of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so I got a new guest in with y'all. 773-711-115, Mr. Allman himself. Come on in, Mr. Allman.
Oh, man, what's happening? I was goddamn sitting back listening to Larry. Yeah, that's a catch-22 situation, man. The whole ordeal down now. Yeah, that's a catch-22 situation for some reason. Yeah, they got to regulate how they do shit at these tracks, man. You know, they should have advertised if you bought your golf cart down there, you're going to be charged the extra $50, but they didn't find that out. That they can make more money until all those golf carts start coming down there.
Mm-hmm.
People that had them with their race cars and shit, you know, it was no charge for them. When they found out them people bringing all them golf carts down there, this is another way for us to make some more money. And the same thing with the goddamn wristbands. You got to stop selling those wristbands. You got to get them people off the line, man. I looked at some of the videos and shit. Man, it's just... Ooh, man. It just didn't make no sense, all them goddamn people down there on the line.
Down there at that particular race where they at right now, I've been there 3 years in a row. This is the first year I ain't went. It would have been my fourth year. I learned the first time I went, don't even worry about the start line. Just back all the way up. See, if you back up by where that sign say Orlando, where it's Road Orlando on the wall, you can see the whole race. You can see the whole race. But trying to get up there and get close, man, you can't see nothing, man. You can't
but
see
Drag,
nothing. And
Drag,
Drag,
they got to regulate this grudge racing, man, for the simple reason, you know, if you got people all down on the line, the folks in the stands can't see the goddamn car, so they get ready to take off.
Right, they can't see
you
nothing
in the stands. You got to get those people off that line, man.
Well, there is a way to get them off of there. There's a way because when we went down there to the race in Oklahoma that they had like they got an area where it's fenced off, and then they got security right there as the cars go by. If you don't got the correct armbands and stuff on, you can't go past. But they got a little platform that you can walk up on in the middle of the track. out on the start line, but you'll be above the cars, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how they had it set up. Now, that was a pretty smart idea. And then, like they do at 41 now, you know what I'm saying, they put them gates up, and you can walk up on the side of them gates. That's fine. But you can't just be all up within, you know, foot of the car. That's just too close, man.
Right.
Yeah.
And they need to limit the amount of wristbands that go along with a car. You don't need no 15 or 20 goddamn people on the line with one car. For what? Y'all just in the goddamn way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everybody want to be a part of it, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's I'm not saying it's right, but everybody wants to be a part of it.
Man, if they sat up in the stands, they could see a lot more better races.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. But they got to do something. Because somebody's going to get hurt, man. One of them drivers
yeah.
that's going to come out, or an axle going to come out, or a piston is going to come out of one of the motors, and somebody's going to get seriously hurt.
It's definitely an accident just waiting to happen.
Yep.
And you know what,
yeah.
Drag? I sure hate it. I sure hate it because, like you say, it's definitely too close, Drag. Not just 1 foot. I done seen some nitrous explosion, man, that'll blow your mind, man. And you done seen them.
Yeah.
You know, they need more than 1 foot, Drag. They need to get that under control before somebody gets seriously hurt because if one of them nitrous explosions or something, pieces and parts fly and hit somebody, it's not going to do just no minor damage. It's going to do some major damage. I know it.
Well,
you know it, and a bunch of other people know it, but they, I don't know.
And then they got the women. They got women. They got women and kids all down there.
Yeah.
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
yeah.
well, one of them parts, one of, well, one of the, Well, one of them parts care about flying and hitting a child up on your shoulder or whatever the case is. They don't care nothing about it. Nothing.
Mm-mm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know. I just think the communication is just really poor in the grudge game, man. You know, I mean, that's these shows and stuff. If we don't use these shows to our benefit, man, it ain't no good. Sure, we can always come in and have fun, but, you know, there's some importance in what's being done, too, also. You know, and these people, they should come in and interact with the people that have the shows so they can put it out there for other people to know, man. You know, the whole object is not to run them away. The object is to bring them together, you know. I mean, in my own personal opinion, I think so, you know. And I think that a lot of people would agree to that, you know. So, I don't know. It may not never get resolved, but, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with us speaking about it because it's a very serious issue, you know. And it's become so serious where if you're going to punish a person for something like that, you know, that's got to also be done in the right manner because you can't just jump up and just start saying, well, as soon as a person gets there, hey, it's $1,000 to park your car in my backyard and so far, let them know ahead of time. Then they can make a decision on whether they want to come or they don't want to come.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about it now.
Well, like I said, they saw where they could make more money off of them people that's bringing them golf carts down there. Hey, this is it.
Well, that's sure what it is. This is it, then.
Because they know the majority of them ain't going to turn around and go back home. They're going to go ahead on and pay the $50.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a catch-22 situation, man.
Yeah.
You know, you done come a couple hundred miles or 300 or 400 miles with a golf cart, you ain't finna turn around and go back home. You gonna go on and pay the $50. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. I know one thing,
like
man. The crowd is not as big as what it normally be for the last 5 years that I've been coming down here. It's not
only. It's dwindling down. It's dwindling down.
Hey, Kid.
Yeah.
If I went down there and I had my golf cart,
and they want to charge that money, hell, I'll pay that $50 to go see Mickey Mouse.
You're going to ride over to, ride on over to Walt Disneyland, huh?
And, you know,
and charge, like I said, they charging that money from the wristband. Man, y'all need to stop.
Man.
I refuse to pay that extra money to get on the starting line. I refuse to pay that, kid. I don't pay it. No track I go to, I do not pay it. If it means that I can't go on the starting line, then I don't go. And I am not paying. I just refuse to do that.
Right.
If you
like
want
said,
more
man.
Money, just raise the entry fee to get in the track. Don't charge
right.
me no additional money once I get in there.
Right. Like I said, you'd be better off sitting in the stands. At least you're sitting above the track where you can see. You get down there in the pits, man, you got to try to stand all over people and shit. You got to peep around people and can on. Man, I ain't paying no extra money to do no crap like that. I'd rather go sit in the stands.
Another thing, too, about all the guys on the start line, half of them got beer in their hands. They wasted the beer on the track. They throwing their cigarette butts. They stuck all in the glue. You know, napkins, they food, all that stuff is on the drag strip, bro. All of it.
Yep.
And like I said, they got them little kids and stuff up there, man. They just don't make sense.
Yeah.
But we
have
community. We have a drag race community. We're going to have to start talking about that on these shows and see if we can do something about it.
I truly, if you don't police it, I truly don't believe in nothing you can do about all the guys being up there, because they ain't gonna give you no respect, and you know you can stop the race. I remember a couple of years ago, Pro Stock Joe did everything he could to try to stop that stuff. He stopped the race. He pleaded, with them guys. He tried to talk to them guys. He never was mean or nasty or nothing, man.
Yeah.
As soon as they start them cars back to running again, here they come again, piled right back up there. So if you don't police that, it ain't
right.
gonna change.
You got to have the right security. So like I said, now you don't miss a whole lot of NHL with me. They ain't gonna have that up there, man. If you
ain't having that
or whatever, you ain't finna be coming up on that line.
No, and if you want to clown, they're gonna send that state's finest at you. Hey, look, this dude here don't want to cooperate.
Yes, sir. I know what they're gonna do down in Indianapolis. They're gonna send you right on the crown point.
Yeah. Hey, them son called us gambling up in St. Louis one time. Told us, "God dog, just quit gambling. We catch you gambling again, we putting you out." Man, them son gonna come back up there. Them cats were still gambling. Man, they marched and walked them to clean out the track.
Yep. You got to have the right security, man. You can't be having no rental cops. You got to have the people with authority in the right places.
Yeah. Well, when we was in Oklahoma.
And that's what it's going to take. You know we ain't going to do right. You know we ain't going to do right, so that's what it's going to take.
Well, they had the real deal in Oklahoma, bro. They had the police. Even police with guns on their side, handcuffs, and a dog on one of them batons on their side. So they were not playing either. They were serious about what they were talking about, and they meant business.
Yeah, because like I said, you got a lot of them other type folks that are spending their money. They're going to get mad as hell because they can't see no race in the can on.
Yeah.
We got to do something, man.
Well, you know what, y'all? That what y'all was speaking about, just the wristband itself. If you gonna go in on this side, where it's not just a parking lot for people to walk across and come over to the stands and stuff. If you gonna get on this side over here, you got to pay that anyway. Regardless of whether you want to stand on the line or not, you know, it's mandatory that you got to do that. You know, so I don't know.
Well, really, really, Larry, a pit pass. I mean, a ticket should be a free pit pass to go from either side of the track. if they charge you one price at the to be on the spectator side, and then another price to be on the pit side, that's just gouging, you know.
Yep.
The ticket should be able to pay for anywhere on the track.
And I agree with you. So then it's got to be exactly what you call it, gouging. You know, because from my own personal experience, I'm going to tell you about me. Now, because of the simple fact that a couple of the guys that were here during the period of time when I was coming down here, and we had the golf carts here, you know, I did the security here. And when I did the security, I was securing the golf carts to make sure that the people that brung all the golf carts down that people had rented from them made it back safe, okay? So I stayed here. They left Sunday. I stayed here until Monday, so some of the people knew me. So, of course, it gave me an opportunity because of the simple fact that they were familiar with me, you know, and they one person told me, well, okay, yeah, what I'll do is this. You just give us $25, and you can go ahead on and go on in. Then the other person, when that person left to go in and situate me, the other person, well, yeah, we'll let you in for $25, but it's going to cost you an additional $50, you know, for you to go in on the side. I said, no, that's not the understanding that I got, you know. So my thing with it was I turned around, and when the other person came back, they put the wristband on me to let me come in on this side, you know, and fortunately enough, I didn't get a chance to get gouged, you know, but I don't know, man. It's kind of discouraging, really, you know, because they do have good races down here. They do have them. But, Drag, if you was here right now, Drag, you wouldn't believe what you would see because there's nowhere near the multitude or the magnitude. Nowhere near.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of folks that got discouraged.
Yeah, they have a lot of good. They have a lot of good races at all tracks, lad. But the people on the sideline, it makes people not want to even, you know, start going or coming to the races. They can't see nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you can't see the two cars until they come out. You know, they get ready to take off. Because all the people around them like bees on honey.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you're telling the truth because the ones that I videoed today, that's the way it was. I couldn't, and I was way down toward the end. I would have had to be in the middle of the track in order to get the shot that I wanted. There was so many people around until I had to wait until the cars come busting up out the crowd.
Yep.
You know. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's you know, I didn't come to the race because I flat out just could not, I just could not do that and then do what I need to do at home and as far as Christmas coming, you know, so I elected not to come, you know. My car was in the trailer and loaded up, everything loaded in the trailer and ready to go on last Sunday, you know, but I had a couple of things that were supposed to happen and it didn't happen. So, man, I just elected to stay at home, man. You know, it's not all that important to me.
Yeah. Understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Understandable. Yeah. And I have been waiting for this little time here. I have kind of pre-planned it and stuff since I had missed a few events. And I wanted to try to make sure that I got here because I had gave the people – My word, and plus, it was kind of convenient for me to be able to be here. It was just that ride, man. I had to do that ride by myself. But you know, when I say by myself, that means no physical being. But I always take the Lord with me anywhere I go because I like to communicate with Him when it comes to traveling up and down the highways and the byways. You know.
Right.
Yeah. So I made it here safely. Made it in a safely and a considerable amount of time, so I was kind of happy with it. It was a few things that had went on a little before I had got here, but you know, it didn't take nothing away from nothing. I think it just added some to it, because these warriors that we sent from the Midwest, man, they're coming down here and they represent, especially that doggone Puerto Rican Pete, man. Puerto Rican Pete got the heart of a lion, man. Them guys want to jump on him with them great big old pro mod cars, all kind of stuff, you know. And the man ain't got nothing but a street car, you know. So
they looking for a guaranteed win. What you expect?
You know what though?
You know what?
It's left up to him to say no. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Stay in your class. You know, I know if you don't get no race, you don't get no race. But why go run a race you know you can't win unless something happens? You know, I wouldn't do it. It's left up to me, you know.
Well, he sure been telling them no. Everybody that he raced is right in his ballpark. He sure
right.
been telling
got
them
no.
That's for sure.
He ain't got no business stepping out of the league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that car got a 26-inch tire on it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Sure is.
Yeah.
And a small block. Yes, indeed. Well, y'all, right now, it's kind of dead for the ones that's on here to listen to the live show. It's kind of dead right now, y'all. There's nothing going on right at this particular time. I don't know if they're trying to hold off for tomorrow. I know there's quite a few races going on tomorrow.
What happened with tape racing? He didn't run yet?
No, he hasn't ran yet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, he's scheduled for tomorrow.
Yeah. And Donnie's scheduled for tomorrow. I thought that Donnie and Apocalypse was going to run tonight, but I don't know, somehow or another, you know, things been doing a little changing around a little bit as far as the races is concerned, so we just been waiting until they happen, you know.
It looked like something happened to Apocalypse when he ran out of the ruling anyway.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like he pulled over to the side of the track after Chris had red lighted, but, you know, he pulled over to the side of the track.
But that doggone ruler kid, he was going somewhere, wasn't he, man?
Oh yeah, the ruler.
Yeah,
I seen the video.
That's all I know what happened now.
He's a bad man.
Sounds like running, man. Yes, he is. Can't take nothing away from him. He's a bad man.
Well, basically, all them boys is damn near tit for tat. You know, just about whoever leave first. Donnie, the ruler, Apocalypse, King James. Basically, all them boys in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. It just got so quiet around here. I see some cars pull the stage lane, but they face on the wall. They're not going toward the starting line. So I got myself positioned so that when they get ready to do what they was going to do, everybody would get a chance to hear live, you know, so.
Yeah.
I think they
trying
about
to
ready,
give it a chance.
They about ready to shut down anyway. It's 10 o'clock there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's 9:59 here, so it's got to be about 8:59 there.
What time they shutting down tonight? 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock?
I think it's 12.
12.
Yes, it should be 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 12.
Mhm.
They might try to shut down tomorrow at 10, but I think it's 12 o'clock. Would it be on Saturday too? Yes, it's 12 o'clock.
Mhm.
So last night, same thing last night.
Oh, Leon ain't made no more runs.
He made that one run.
Right.
I think
he
runs
Squinty,
ain't
he?
Oh,
Leon runs Squinty.
Running who?
I think he got a rematch with a Squinty or something.
I don't know.
Tate's won't be running Squinty.
Oh, Tate running Squinty?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to get off of here, but I'll be hollering at y'all.
All
All right, Drag.
Take it easy.
Appreciate it, Drag. Appreciate you coming on, man. Yep. Hey, Kid.
Yeah.
Can I have your opinion? Can I have your opinion on my question?
Oh yeah, well, you know, opinions like assholes. Everybody got one. Go ahead.
Do you think greed can destroy the grudge game?
Do I think greed has destroyed the grudge game?
Do you think that it can?
Yeah. Greed will destroy anything.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope not.
Yeah, it don't matter whether it be drug racing or whatever. Greed will destroy anything.
Well.
Take for an example. The golf cart situation. That's called greed. The wristband situation.
Yeah.
That's called greed. They trying to make more money on top of money. But
yeah.
Like I said, stop selling them wristbands. Limit wristbands to a certain amount of people with a car. And you can get some of that crowd off that line. You got to start there, and you got to have the right authority to enforce your rules. Run the cops is not going to do it. Walmart greeters is not going to do it. They're going to walk over them. When you got somebody with authority, they think twice about what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You got somebody in queue, Valerio. We got a call in queue. 773-6286. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? It's Big Daddy. What's happening?
What's up, Big Daddy?
Mississippi Big Daddy. What's going on with you fellas, man?
Hey, man, what's happening with you? Everything good.
Everything good. I would just call in, man, see if we can get an old update on what them races them took place down there. I had to work, so I couldn't get free to get down there.
Yeah.
So did anybody
get free,
I couldn't get free to come this time, but I'm going to show try to do my best in making the rest of them, you know.
Yeah, we didn't have a few grudge races. We didn't have a few grudge races down here.
Okay.
I'm down here. I'm down here.
Okay. You down, Uncle Larry? Okay, good. So who done race today? Oh, yesterday too.
Hold on. I'm grabbing my paper because I wrote everything down, so I can make sure that when I give y'all something, I give y'all correct information. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Puerto Rican Pete, he won two and lost two.
Okay.
Donye beat the 901 Bad Boys, which he beat the car called Kingfish.
Kingfish.
Leon beat Jay Bonds.
Okay.
And Apocalypse. Ended up getting the win off of Herb the Ruler. Herb the Ruler red lit.
Okay.
So that's what I got so far when it comes to the grudge, that's what I have.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Bipolar beat Chopper, what was it, Friday night? Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, Bipolar.
Yeah.
Yeah, he beat Chopper.
Oh, and I got another one too. Hot Sauce. Hot Sauce got beat by who was that beat Hot Sauce? That was Tony buying them small block car. Got beat by who in the world was that? I didn't write that one down. I caught myself trying to remember that one.
Yeah, Hot Sauce did lose. I forgot who it was too there.
Right. Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna give y'all to you in 1 second.
I saw Jamie drop his head.
But y'all been Who Facebook was y'all looking at in these races on? Who was y'all, how was y'all looking at them?
Shit, you know, I'm not good with Facebook. Whatever I run across, I just look at it.
Hey, kid, it was Lil Baby. It was Lil Baby winched them other car, 901 Bad Boys car. It was Lil
Baby.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Lil Baby got away.
Okay.
Yeah. So we waiting on Kevin. Yeah. I'm trying to feed y'all mostly some of what's happening with the elite cars. A lot of the other cars that I just really don't know, but the Midwest guys. So I've been trying to feed y'all the elite cars and the Midwest guys and stuff. You know, with the elite cars down there, what's going on? So, you know, that's one of the major reasons even being down here is to come and support them. You know, so we got some other cars that's racing now and so far and so on. You know, but I always try to, you know, hold it to a minimum.
Yeah, I agree with the guy who was.
Yeah.
I don't know who just made that statement that these cars, them cars are so compatible and so fast, they kind of on the same page. Whoever get up out of there first or cut the better light, but most likely when you go down, they're going to win the race. I agree with
that. Yeah, they're all about tit for tat, man. They're all about tit for tat. Flip a coin.
Oh, yeah. I sure agree with that now, because that's kind of why you're going to see a lot of them red lights and win the race, because everybody trying to get that edge jump, you know what I mean? So you're going to see a lot of that winning them cars. Red lighting going to do a lot of winning, you know. You're going to get a lot of wins from red lighting. You know, now it's the person who's six still might win the race.
I was surprised to see Chris Tootin red light.
Yeah. But we got a host of people down there from the Midwest, y'all. Yeah, we got a host of people down there. Yeah.
A lot of them made the trip.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that weather don't get too bad. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, it's snowing.
Well,
it's snowing in Chicago right now.
Yeah, it's snowing, but it's not gonna be that bad. You know, maybe on the side streets later when you get back. But all your tool fairs, they're gonna be all right.
Yeah, I'm wondering about the highway. That's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah,
I got a lot of miles to cover to get back home.
Oh yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you do, Uncle Larry. You sure do.
Yes, sir.
Got to constantly talk to you while you come making that travel back here.
Well, to be honest with y'all, this is probably Uncle Larry's last 1,400 mile drive this year. It's probably gonna be the last one.
No,
can't find another convenient way to get there, then I just have to miss out. I don't know. It's kind of hard, man. Kind of hard on you a little bit.
Even though
a lot of things that you want to do, when your mind say yes and your body say no, you have to go find somewhere and sit your butt down somewhere. So I couldn't come in and talk on the show last night like I wanted to because I was just whooped out. So I had to go and get some rest because I do have to come back home. So my thing with that is I got to do what's best because it wasn't too much of nothing really going on last night. I think it was one or two grudges, you know, and I had to turn around and I had to let that go because, you know, I was wore out from that trip. You know, that trip, man, was something else, you know. Yeah.
Well, you make sure you get some rest, Uncle Larry, before you try to do that turnaround trip to come back. You make sure you get you some good rest before you get back out there tackle the highway on the way in. You know.
No doubt about it. I didn't get here today until 1 o'clock. You know. Yeah. I'm I'm going to take care of that because I definitely want to get back home safe and sound. So, you know.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people over here sent a lot of special prayers up for me, and I appreciate them and love them very much, you know. And I need that when I'm traveling up and down these highways and byways. So, you know, I want to let them know that I appreciate them, too, just as much, you know, as they appreciate me, you know. Because like I'm saying, I
think
it's an extra effort to come over to try to bring these shows on to these people, y'all, and let them know that I'm really deeply concerned about, you know, trying to make things be special for the Clocks Off and the Motor City Mafia organization. I'm very serious about that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
I think Brother
it is
Mike
what
Hill
it is.
Went on. I think Brother Mike Hill went on everybody's talk show this week, man. I think I listened to it. He was on there praying for the safe travel and safe return, all the racers and fans. So I listened to him. He did a good job with that. I mean, he went on everybody's talk show this week.
Yeah, I got a chance to see him walking through today. Yeah, I got a chance to see him walking through. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he's been brought also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people down there. Vic, Man, and Cal City Cal down there, and Danny down there, and shit, quite a few more people.
Man, it's quite a few. Big Sham and
Puerto Rican
Pete
there.
Latone, Miss Lee, Randy and a bunch of the Michigan guys.
Yeah,
I've seen Big Wayne.
Yeah, T-Smoke, down there.
It's,
Wayne, T-Smoke.
Oh, yes.
Kate.
Yeah.
Donye and
yeah.
Booking. All a whole lot of them. Yeah,
Booking.
Chuck down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite a few of us. It's quite a few of us down there. You know. A lot of times when you make plans and the plans don't turn out the way you want them to turn out, it's still a good thing because the effort was put forth. As long as you know that it didn't have nothing to do with your failure, then I kind of feel good about the whole thing because I know for a fact myself, if it had been a vice versa situation, everybody would have enjoyed themselves, you know. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, it's quiet out here, y'all. It's quiet.
Yeah. I was listening to earlier. You was talking about they charging for everything down there, man. Golf carts and wristbands and that's a steep price. What they charging for them golf carts and wristbands coming there? It's a lot.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
They try to make all the money.
Yeah,
That's what I was just saying. I call that greed.
You know what, Uncle? I was talking about old lady. Do you remember back in the day when you used to go to the grocery store and get some turnip greens? They used to have the turnips at the bottom.
Yep.
And then when you find out they can make more money, you cut the turnip off the green. When you cut the turnip off the green, they start selling it separate. Maybe where they can make more money. That's kind of what the track doing now, making more money.
Oh man, you late. Years ago when they killed a hog, goddamn it, they were throwing the chickens away. They got a price tag on the chickens nowadays.
Yes, sir. They got a price tag on them.
Yeah.
Find out folks was taking them guts and cleaning them up and making a meal out of them. They start selling now.
That almighty dollar.
Years ago, the children was garbage. They found out goddamn they could make money off of it. Shit, we got to put a price tag on niggas here.
Yes, sir. That would be it.
Ain't no
secret. Yes, they put one on that too.
They sell them by the bucket now.
And like I said, you know, I can, you know, the golf cart situation is a catch-22 situation for the simple reason is you got a lot of people, mainly us, ain't gonna abide by the rules that they set. You got all the golf carts in the middle of the lanes for the cars and stuff to, you know, try to get around and this, that, and the other. We just ain't going to do right. So I guess that's you know, that was another reason that led them to start charging for the golf carts and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like I say, Keisha, man, you know, in order to keep things going, if you communicate with people can
right.
work with you. But if you just jump up with the element of surprise, well, this is what I want to do.
Exactly.
You know, and you're not
yep.
consulting
yeah.
the people or nothing. I just think that it's being mishandled, you know, in my own personal opinion, because communication, man, is very important. You know,
yeah.
it's very important. You know, you let people know, hey, well, look, I don't do this here. I'm the new owner of the track, and I don't do such and such, this or that, so forth and so on. Then people know if they want to deal with the situation or not. But if a person,
exactly.
like to say, it's hard for a person to turn around and go back 1,000
mm-hmm.
miles. It's hard
yeah.
for a person to turn around and go back 900 miles, 700 miles,
yeah.
1,000
yeah.
miles, 1,400 miles for $50. But at the same
yeah.
time,
right.
they might be uncomfortable with the situation. They say, well, you know what? This happened to me one time, and that's the only time it's going to happen to me at this time.
Exactly.
Then the next time you go back, yeah. it's less people. You know,
right.
my thing
yeah.
is to try to bring all of them together, you know. We want to bring them together. We don't want to tear them apart.
Right.
You know?
That's what happened with the Black
mm-hmm.
Sunday situation in St. Louis. They start,
yeah.
you know, bullshitting the people. People start falling off and stop coming.
Mm-hmm.
So Black Sunday in St.
Yeah.
Louis used to be packed.
It sure did.
It used to be packed.
Sure did. Yeah. And then they turned it in, well, when that left, they turned it into Big Drags Drag Day Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was such a wonderful thing, you know, because we yep. have had people out here that people really don't understand how much time they really got tied up into it, and these people have made a mark, you know, in the racing world, period, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's something you can't
mm-hmm.
take away from them, you know, and I was really proud to see something like that happen, you know, I really was. You know, and then especially with me been knowing them all these years and two, years
mm-hmm.
and years, you know, I thought that was a great thing that them people did, you know. And I still cherish that moment with him because of the simple fact that he deserved it. He deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's one of the baddest I ever known to come through the state of Illinois. You know, I don't know about
yep.
nobody else, but it is what it is, you know. Yeah. Yeah, y'all, well,
yeah, like
we're sitting back here trying to wait for this racing to get started, y'all, but it really, honestly, truly, it looked like they trying to shut down to me because
really?
I ain't seeing nothing. Yeah, and I'd have made all these preparations for these people to be able to hear this stuff live, you know, and witness
well,
yeah.
it live,
and
but
then,
I think everything
ain't nothing
is going to try to,
ain't
no, ain't nothing I can do. No,
ain't nothing you can do about that.
No,
ain't.
Yeah, I'm going to try to keep track of this weather. Yeah, I'm going to try to keep track of this weather and stuff because I want to come back during a period of time where they didn't start cleaning up that snow and stuff. You know, because nine times out of ten, if you got it in Chicago, they're going to have it in Indiana, too, also. You know, so
mm-hmm.
my
yeah,
thing
yeah,
with that
yeah.
is, you know, I
yeah.
just.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I want, mm-hmm, yeah. So I'm going to try to keep up with that. And I want to be real well-rested because, you know, my
right.
thing with that is, like we talking about them, we're starting up on that sideline, safety first.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. When you go,
yeah.
when you think about
yeah.
heading back out this way?
Thinking about tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so I'm thinking about sometime
like
tomorrow.
I said,
mm-hmm.
just make sure you get you some good rest, man, before you start up. You know.
Oh yeah.
This way.
Oh yeah. No
guy.
Doubt about it. No doubt about it. Yeah. I don't even see cars going to the stage and lane or nothing. And I know they ain't
yeah.
trying to sit out here and wait until it. Mm-hmm.
What's the temperature up there?
The temperature here right now, what is the temperature here? Let me see. Hold on 1 second. I'll give it to you. It's 61 degrees. The high today was 68, and we're supposed to be doing close in the 80s tomorrow. In the 80s tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw saw that for tomorrow. So maybe they might get busy tomorrow because it'd be a nicer day too. You know what I mean? So I don't think they're gonna be doing any more rain tonight because you know it's steady dropping tonight.
Yeah, it'll be after a while.
Mm-hmm. It'd be 50-something degrees and live it. So then I guess they're going to wait till tomorrow, you know, Sunday last day for it, and the weather be nice for it, too.
Sure will.
But maybe everybody just going over their cars right now and say, you know what, we're going to wait till tomorrow and finish up. And since trying to get out there now, and the weather done turned cool, so I don't think they're going to be doing no more racing. This might be a good time, Uncle Lab, you get on back to the room and chill out. You just rest, man.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about because I was going to let the people know tomorrow, Shake and Bake show will be on tomorrow. And his show comes on tomorrow, which is Sunday. And he's down here with me also. Me and him, we met up in Atlanta together. And we drove on down the rest of the way together.
Okay. Oh, okay, cool.
He's
going to
be
Gunner Tick will say something on Facebook about you was about maybe an hour or so away from him.
Right. I stopped about an hour or so away from him thinking that it was a possibility that he might go, and if he wanted me to grab him and he ride with me, that's what I would have done. But he had to work.
Uh-huh.
So with him having to work, he wasn't going to be able to, you know, make it and stuff. So my little hour plan, it worked out okay because it didn't take me no time to get to 75, and I could just keep 75 straight on down here until I got on down here. And then I maneuver the rest of the way, myself the rest of the way, you know.
Yeah.
75, Uncle Eric. How was the traffic on 75?
The 75 traffic was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Okay.
The only thing that wasn't beautiful was Johnny Law. Johnny Law wasn't beautiful. He was every crack, every crevice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, when you got to the state of Florida, he made sure that he identified himself. Yes, sir. Sure did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you could do a little stealing here and there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could do a little stealing here and there, you know, but you wasn't going to do too much.
So basically, he hit the one button. He wanted to do a lot of talking. He hit the one button.
Yeah. Yes, sir. But you know what? That is a good suggestion. I think I will sit down early tonight since nothing going, no racing or nothing is going, you know, and let everybody know I appreciate them coming on the show. But I want y'all to transfer it over to Shake and Bake show tomorrow. It's quite a few lockups for Sunday. You know, and the track might be then well away or something because it got a little cooler out here. I see somebody finna pull out and go make a test hit, but I don't see no evidence at all of nothing of a good race. You know,
my thing is that
I don't like closing my show down. You know, sometimes it could be a minus, but I think I got a lot of reasonable people on the show that understand, you know, that Larry got to get it home, but back home. So I'm going to shut it down early tonight, y'all. And I'm going to go in here and I'm going to get me some rest, y'all, so I can get on the highway sometime tomorrow. And with that being said, y'all, I'm going to say, I hope God keep all of y'all safe, man. Hey, y'all, I ain't above it, man. Y'all set up a little timber for me, man, because you know, when you're traveling up down these highways and byways, nobody never knows, you know. Until next Saturday. Yeah, until next Saturday, y'all, God bless y'all. And I'll be looking forward to seeing y'all again. And I got to say it like my man said. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night's edition of your Clocks Off Runs Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle School Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Look.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've